Hello and welcome to a special Business Radio X production where we feature innovative leaders and difference makers in our communities. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson, and as always, we're broadcasting here from our Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. Make sure you're connected with us on social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. Follow the network Business Radio X and see what all of our shows and studios are up to. And if you have any thoughts or comments, please send them our way. We'd love to connect with you on social media. Without further ado, on the phone here today, calling from Seattle, Washington, founder and principal strategist with Delightful Communications, let's say hello to Mel Carson. Good afternoon, Mel.
Hello, Ryan. Good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Wonderful to talk with you. Right out of the gate here, if you would please, tell our listeners, what are you doing for folks with Delightful Communications?
Well, Delightful is a modern marketing and digital PR firm. I used to work at Microsoft for many years, for about 7 years, and left in 2012 to start my own business, helping other companies become more discoverable, shareable, and memorable. And one of the big niches that we occupy is around personal branding. So that's actually dealing with individuals, executives, academics, anyone in any professional field that feels they need to stand out a little bit more and that people need to listen to what they've got to say.
Yeah, personal branding is a buzzword we have heard many times here in the studio, but let's dive into that a little further. Who needs to personally brand themselves? Is it a professional or a company?
Well, from a personal branding perspective, it would be an individual, but what companies are slowly realizing is that if they've got people within their business, whether it be from the CEO level right down to different specialisms within their company, people with good personal brands who are authentic and useful and relevant and put out actionable content reflect very well on the company brand as well. And so we're seeing more companies employ what we call employee advocacy, where they're actively encouraging their employees to uncover their professional purpose and their personal brands and activate and be a kind of beacon within their different niche communities, whether that's online or in person at networking events or conferences.
Yeah, you mentioned personal branding, also professional purpose. How do you define professional purpose?
So your professional purpose is kind of a term that I coined when I was thinking when I left Microsoft exactly what I wanted to do. And I had a bit of time off to think about it and realized that, you know, there's got to be more to a job than a paycheck. There's got to be more to a job than having to pay the bills or put the kids through school or, you know, pay the vet fees. So your professional purpose is really where you have a long think about your experience, your background, how you got into your niche, what you enjoy doing, what you find hard, and really what it is about your professional life that gives you a kind of North Star or a compass. And if people really think about the purpose behind what they're doing as opposed to just doing things for the sake of the paycheck, we find that they get a lot more kind of job satisfaction, that they are able to plan more about their career and which direction they're able to go. And then it's much more easy for them to create a personal brand around that purpose that's more engaging and authentic.
Very true. And that's definitely makes sense and certainly resonates with a lot of our listeners out there as they begin to think about their professional purpose and how their personal branding. What are some first steps an individual could take to begin to think about what is their personal brand?
I think firstly, it's sitting down and being honest with yourself about what you're about and why you do what you do. Authenticity is another buzzword that especially comes out when we're talking about executives in companies. I think that you need to really go back and try and build up a body of work and experience. There's a lot of people out there that want to be thought leaders, but they can't actually back up their so-called thought leadership with as much experience as people who are truly inspiring and educating people out there in whatever area of business you're in. So having a thing about the professional purpose, building up that back catalogue of experience and being able to articulate your value to a target audience. So you need to figure out who your target audience is. Who are you trying to reach? Are you trying to reach different people in your industry? Are you trying to reach recruiters internally at a big company? Are you trying to reach people more senior than you because, you know, you're wanting to get promoted or position yourself for the next rung on the ladder? I think that people start too often with just thinking, I need to get 5 million followers on Twitter and, right. and then my personal brand will be done. There's a lot of legwork to do before you even start thinking about, you know, content creation and social media channels and things like that.
Yeah, and certainly there is a lot of channels that one could explore to kind of get their message out there via the social media channels, or maybe you start a podcast. These days is very trendy, and maybe a video blog. So many different ways to get out there. But one we know works here, we feature so many of our guests, is book writing. Writing a book about what you know and how you can best serve that niche market you serve. Talk to us a little bit about book writing and how you may suggest that to some of your clients.
Yeah, you're right. I wrote a book in 2012 with a professor of advertising. It was called Pioneers of Digital. This is where the other place that I got the interest in personal branding, because it was about 20 amazing people who've done incredible things through digital media, whether it's social media or search engines or web analytics and things like that. My next book was Introduction to Personal Branding, and I wrote that over the series of 6 months, writing various articles and then editing them together to form the book. And it was a bit of a hustle, because with my first publisher, you know, it was kind of 9 months to 18 months to get the thing published and printed and all this kind of stuff. But for Introduction to Personal Branding, that's now on Amazon, I actually wrote and created the Kindle version and wrote and created the Audible version. I actually recorded it myself, so you have a silky smooth English accent walking through the book. And then just this past Christmas, because it's been out for just about a year, just the past holidays, I went to Create Space, which is the part of Amazon that helps you create a physical book. And now those are flying off the shelves as well. And what I've found is that it's a great marketing tool. You know, I can send links out to the book when I'm pitching for articles or conferences, and people can order the books. You know, they're not $15.95, they're only $3.99. So they're very cost effective. And it was a very cost effective project to put together. And I've certainly seen dividends through requests to speak on radio shows like this and speak at conferences around the country and around the world as well.
That's fantastic. Yes, Mel has been featured in Forbes, GQ, USA Today, and more. And now Business Radio X. We're so happy you could join us, for sure.
And I don't know how I can get much further than this interview, mate.
That's right. We've reached the pinnacle of success here today, and we're so happy that it's only downhill from here. So, no, it's not. Ladies and gentlemen, what is a business experiencing? What is that pain they're having that they may need to call you and get your help through Delightful Communications?
Well, we work with multiple clients. You know, some big technology clients, B2B. And I think the big trend that we're seeing is that people are focusing on marketing to people again. Mm-hmm. I think for the last 8 to 10 years, with the rise of social media, while social media is individuals interacting with each other, there's been a lot of onus on pixels and web analytics, and brands not really putting people at the heart of their campaigns and how they've been going about marketing their businesses. So one of the things that Delightful specializes in beyond just the personal branding is employee advocacy, which is, again, putting people at the heart of it. We also do a lot of work with influencer marketing. So going out into industries and picking up and figuring out who the who's who are of particular niches and doing outreach and creating relationships and content and value exchange between brands and actual people out there who are talking about whatever industry that the company's in. And so we have a mantra that we're more about people and not just pixels. And we're finding that kind of approach, kind of a hybrid integrated marketing approach, is really resonating with a lot of these companies, which is why we're very busy right now.
Yeah, and I think you're right about that. As the trends are changing in marketing, I think storytelling is at the heart of everything we're doing these days. People want to connect with the story, if that's the story behind your brand or the story behind you as a professional and your services, for sure. And, you know, that storytelling is what we do here today, highlighting the men and women doing good work in our communities and trying to share those stories that most often traditional media is ignoring. Another question I have for you is, you know, as you put this package together for an individual or perhaps an organization, what are some of those points of measurement you use to measure success along the way? Is it just total number of followers on Twitter, or is it new business generated? What are some of those success metrics you like to lean on?
So the success metric, you know, they're all important. What one of them actually for individuals is to set some goals and a plan around how they're going to update their social channels, because I mean, it just amazes me how much work and how many hours in a week or a given year or a given career that people spend marketing the companies that they own, they run, or they work for, and how much little time they actually spend marketing themselves. So one of the success metrics is that people actually implement all the different tactics and, you know, social media channel updates that we suggest. And then we look at their publishing cadence. You know, if they make a plan that, yes, they're going to write one LinkedIn post a month, or they're going to write a blog post on their website every 2 weeks, making sure that people are sticking to those are a success metric. And then you are going to see an increase in engagement and following across your different social media channels. You are, you know, the more content that you create, the more of a halo effect you generate, and therefore more and more people are going to find you. I mean, our mantra is to help people be discoverable, so people can find them on search engines and LinkedIn, but also discoverable through word of mouth, in that they've become so essential to many people in their careers and their jobs, that if people put a call out there saying, you know, does anyone know an expert on personal branding? I'm hoping that anyone that I come into contact with says, yeah, Mel, he's over here. I can connect you by email. So we're trying to make people more discoverable, more shareable by creating better content, whether that be on blogs or learning how to tweet more engagingly or what kind of images that resonate on something like Instagram. And the two together make you more memorable, because this isn't just about people being a flash in the pan. This is about taking stock of where you are in your career and really thinking about the future and planning for the future, which could be 10, 20, 30, 40 years for many people.
Very true. And if you don't have a plan, then you will not get to where you want to go. And Mel can help you create that plan for your personal brand, for your professional purpose, or if you're an organization and you need help defining yourself amongst the competition out there, I'm sure Mel and his team can help you at Delightful Communications. Where can folks find you coming up soon here in 2017? You can be traveling, speaking. What are some things coming up in the near term that people may be able to find you?
Well, if you go to my site, melcarson.com, there's a bunch of, under the speaker section, I'm speaking at a number of events in Seattle over the next month. I'm going next month in February to Amsterdam to give a talk over there, and I've been asked to speak in Dubai as well. So there's lots of things coming down the pike. But if you go to the delightfulcommunications.com website, there's our newsletter as well that we're rebranding now, called the Personal Brand Lab. So people can sign up to that and get a monthly digest of some of the work tips, tricks, strategies that we've been putting out there, but we share a lot of other people's content as well, which we think is important.
So how about that? That is super interesting. The branding company is going through a rebranding phase. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, you shouldn't just stick with one message. If your customers change, if your business change, continue to evolve your story and your branding. And so you can find Mel on Twitter at Mel Carson. You can find Delightful Communications, delightfulcommunications.com. Connect with him on LinkedIn or Facebook. And like he said, he's going to be speaking all over the world here in 2017. And if your travels bring you through Atlanta, please do visit us in the studio. We'd love to sit down with you and talk with you more about all this great knowledge you shared with us here today.
Well, thanks very much for having me. And thanks to your readers, your listeners, for listening. I really appreciate you taking the time.
It's been our pleasure, and we look forward to more great things from you in 2017. And listeners, if you're out there doing something interesting to generally serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the contact page at businessradiox.com and pitch us your story. We'd love to feature you here on the air. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor, and on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. Until we talk again on the radio.